Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, if you're thinking about what we've been talking about, celebrations, whether it's your 40th, 50th, 60th, do you know what? It's the end of the summer. Maybe the kids are going back to school and you just want to host friends and family this weekend. Host of the Barbia podcast and food writer Dee Laffin, and also Michelle Lawler, owner of the Nude Wine Company, organic and sustainable wines, both with me in studio today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Great, delighted to be here. My favourite subjects.
It's a nice way to celebrate a Wednesday.
If there was ever a dream day, I've a plate of cheese and a glass of wine in front of me. Unfortunately, can't have it all in the next 20 minutes. We're at least off air. But we are here to talk food and, well, cheese and wine in particular, Michelle.
Yes, so what we are going to taste today are three delicious wines. There's a sparkling wine beside there, Andrea, and one of them needs to go to Dee, if that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I can't have them both.
So what we have is a absolutely delicious cava. So a lot of people are really familiar with Prosecco. Cava is like a made like the champagne style. This is brut nature. There's no added sugar. It's the skinniest drink you can have.
Right.
Probably outside of a gin and slimline tonic.
Yeah.
But it was famously the house pour at El Bulli, which was the best restaurant in the world. So it's really high calibre glass of fizz. And it's delicious.
No, this is a very ignorant description slash question. Is cava, would you describe it as, is it the kind of, it's the cheaper champagne and Prosecco or no?
No, but what I would say is that it's really good value for money. A lot of times when you think, do you want to have a taste of it?
Yeah,
it's so delicious. Cheers.
Cheers. I started tasting while you guys were talking just to say sorry.
So a lot of times, you know, why is, you know, Bordeaux more expensive than Southern Italy? A lot of it's to do with real estate, and Champagne have set their prices so high. And if you think a holiday to Champagne or, you know, to Paris is pretty expensive, a holiday to Spain isn't. So it's a lot about just real estate and value for money. But it's a delicious glass of
wine. So your cava that you go out and buy maybe as a present for a birthday or something, it's not cheaper because it's not as good as champagne. It's cheaper because it's down to rents, basically.
Rent, land prices. What happens in Champagne is that the champagne houses set the price for the grapes every year.
Yeah.
Where,
and marketing over the years, right? I mean, France have done a really good job of marketing like champagne and making it premium.
Yeah.
I heard recently that, you know, Prosecco, like people would see that as a much cheaper alternative even to cava. And I feel like, you know, I heard that in Italy, a lot of the Prosecco makers are just furious about that because, you know, they hate the idea of Prosecco on tap and stuff, which we would have here. Because I think, am I right, Michelle, we're like one of the highest consumers of Prosecco in Europe or something.
And the reason being is that, so, you know, there's the Prosecco with the screw cap or the string on top. Yeah. That's semi-sparkling. So the tax on that is half the tax on cava and champagne. But we're the only country who do that.
Okay.
So Prosecco is super popular here because of the tax is less, so it's just more in the affordable category.
So it's not that we love bubbles, it's
we love bubbles.
We love it. It's like, in Ireland we love to celebrate, right? We celebrate everything around food and we use food and drink for that. But like, so I think bubbles just comes into
Speaking of which, bubbles, what are we going to pair? We have four different Sheridan's cheese sitting in front
of us. So we have, for our listeners, there's a beautiful plate of cheese in front of us. We're starting at 12 o'clock. Oh, and twist yours around so that that's at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're starting with the creamy white one on top, which is, and I apologize to all my French friends, Brie Savant. Brie Savant.
It looks like a Delice de Bourbignon. I sound like a real cheese snob there now, but go on.
Yeah, so it's a cream. The thing here is that this is a really decadent triple cream cheese.
Oh yeah, this is my kind of cheese.
It's a real party pleaser for anyone who likes, who goes for breeze, who goes for creaminess, who goes for that, like, just rich, gorgeous buttery. Like, in Ireland, we love butter, so you're talking about the dairy content's going to be really, really high. Going to coat your mouth. Like when you eat this, it's going to coat your mouth with beautiful, creamy, decadent cheese taste and a very subtle, delicate taste. So the cava is perfect for this.
Because it's bone dry, it cuts through all that fat. So what it does is it makes the cheese feel lighter.
Exactly.
Because it makes it fresher. So if you have a taste of your cava after you've had a taste of your cheese, what you'll find is that the cheese tastes lighter. And a lot of times people, you know, the old fashioned, maybe it's old fashioned or not, of sitting in front of the fire with a block of red cheddar and a, you know, a big glass of red wine. But in actual fact, the best pairings for cheese are white wines because of the acidity to cut through the fat.
And everybody thinks it's red.
The best cheese pairings, most of the time, now we are going to have a port, is white wine.
I agree. I mean, I like to mix it up. I like to try myself. I think sometimes people are really worried about pairing because they're like, oh, I'll get it wrong or I don't know how to pair. But I'm like, just buy whatever wine you like or whatever cheese you like and give a go the other way around. Isn't that right? Like, you just have to not be afraid and invite some friends over and just like have fun going, oh, that's awful. That's lovely.
Yeah.
And,
you know, just the name of that again, Dina, cheese.
Oh, you just want me to try and pronounce it again?
No, I just want to
check. I'm joking. Bria Savaron. So it's Brillat Savarin. Okay, so people we'll put it on social so people can
it's
see
it. It's a cow's
it.
Milk cheese, basically.
It's it's a raw milk cheese as well, which I think actually all of them, apart it's from the one good. At the end, as we're doing. And for me, it's the texture here. It's the mouthfeel.
Yeah, definitely. And I really feel like, especially what you were saying, you know, it's only a drink. Don't be afraid of it. Invite people around, mix it up. And sometimes when we're doing wine and cheese tastings, I'll say one cheese with a red and white wine for people to try and compare themselves.
Why not? Cava is way nicer and cheaper than champagne, says this texter. You must try, I'm going to butcher this now, Segura Vidas. Lovely, nutty Spanish cava, says one of our listeners. What else have you got on the agenda for us?
So I have, and this is, I think you need to pass one over to our lovely D.
And
one for yourself. So what I've gone for, because we're going to be trying some goat's cheese, is so goat's cheese, the home of goat's cheese is Loire in northern France. You know Chèvre? You know, if you've ever... Now, I've butchered that as well. Anyway, so French goat's cheese is from Loire, which is where Sancerre is from.
Ah.
So they are the natural pairing. So I've not brought in a Sancerre because I feel like
that is a pricey wine.
I've gone for the little sister. So in the valley where Sancerre is, on the other side of the river is Puy-Fumé, which is what this is. I love Puy-Fumé. Yeah. And fumé meaning smoke, so it's like flinty kind of note to it. It's gorgeous.
That is a gorgeous wine.
I love it. Do you know what it's got? And I feel like it's what's, you know, why is Sancerre special? There's a little bit of magic. There's the elegance, the subtleness. It's vibrant whilst being super elegant. It's just a gorgeous glass of wine.
The kind of thing you'd have with fish.
Yeah.
That's what I'd have with
And because it's Sauvignon Blanc. So it is, you know, and it's the motherland, really. Sancerre is everyone's favourite.
But it's also a nice rounded wine, I think.
Absolutely.
So it's not a light, like some Puy Fumés are not like really, really light. So I think it can go with something like a heavier fish or something.
What would you recommend we have with it?
Well, we have two cheeses that we've paired this with. The first one is German. So it's, again, sorry for the pronunciation, Schniebelhorn is the name of the cheese, and it's by a cheesemaker named Reto Guntensberger, who would be very famous. His family is very famous because they originally invented the Appenzeller cheese, which is a really, really popular cheese.
It's this one here, isn't it?
Yes,
it's
not. We're gone to 3 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah, it nearly looks a little bit like a mild cheddar, kind of, just to look
at it. I would say to compare it, and actually the first one, to give people, sorry, the first white cheese that we tasted, the creamy one, I would say what's like that in Ireland would be the triple cream cheese would be up in Northern Ireland, Ballylisk. So if you're looking for an Irish version, Ballylisk, but Sheridan's do all of these, so you can get them anyway. And then this German one, I quite think it's very similar to like Hegarty's cheese.
It's like very smoked. There's kind of a smoked taste off it.
I think that's probably in the rind. Yeah, I do think it is. So they use, again, it's raw milk, and you're looking for, there's kind of alpine, they say alpine kind of spices in it as well. It's creamy, but there is a little bit of grittiness to it as well. So it's definitely not, I wouldn't call it like, it's still a soft cheese, a soft hard, somewhere in the middle, a medium hard cheese. And I think that with this, then it's subtler. You're looking for those nutty notes as well. Am I right with the wine?
Yeah.
The Sauvignon Blanc.
And what we've done here for this is to, because there are four cheeses and three wines, is for these two cheeses to compare the Puy Fumé with the goat's cheese and with that kind of more Hegarty's cheddar style, just to compare the differences. Because what you find, and if you are going to have, you know, a few cheeses on a plate and a bottle of wine, everything tastes different. Yeah. It's like 1 + 1 can equal 3 or 4 or 2.
I think with that cheese, it's like a little bit sweet as well as nutty. And there's almost even a little hint of almost like a caramelized onion or something as well.
You wouldn't eat too much of it. Like, you know, it's.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of the kind of cheeses that you would probably take in smaller amounts.
Or, you know, this is where your condiments come in. And we do have the Sheridan's chutney on our plates as well, which is that kind of plum chutney, which is really, really nice. It's made in County Wicklow. And then we have a very fancy Spanish fig in this beautiful sherry as well. Wow. So, but like, I think when sometimes like that, what you're saying, when you find a cheese is maybe a bit too much on its own, or even with pairing it with the wine, add a condiment, like have a grape in between, yeah, have some fruit, bring in your nuts. Yeah.
Tell me about this goat cheese that we have, the Saint-Ola.
I mean, it's one of my all time favourites. I mean, Saint-Ola is famous in Ireland now. It's one of our best cheeses. This is the Aislog. So basically what you're looking at is a crumbly white goat's cheese in the shape of a log that has been rolled in ash. And the reason they do that is to basically slow down the development and maturation of the cheese.
Can you eat that, the rind?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. And actually it adds a lovely kind of flavour to it. It's like when you charcoal something on a barbecue and, you know, you eat the blackened bits. It's that kind of same thing.
And the flintiness in the wine matches with that. Oh, but it's amazing when you compare the German one with the Irish one. Now, they're totally different cheeses.
You couldn't, I would think. They're so opposite.
But when you drink the wine and compare, how does the wine change with the two of them? The wine feels more subtle with the goat's cheese, yeah, I find.
I agree.
It?
With this one to the last one, yeah.
Yeah,
you
definitely
almost pick up more in the wine when you're having it with the previous, the German, than with the goat.
Yeah, it's really unusual.
And I know sometimes people often steer away from goat's cheese because they fear that it's really strong or pungent, but Saint-Ola cheeses are not like that. They're really, really subtle and just a more Moorish, beautiful
It nearly, from a non-food expert's perspective, it nearly tastes a little bit more like the first one, in that I think if you're not a big, if you're only introducing yourself to cheese, or you've got people coming over who aren't big cheese lovers, the first cheese you mentioned and that Saint-Ola goats are easier cheeses to give non-cheese
definitely
fans.
And actually Saint-Ola have brought out a spreadable version of their goat's cheese as well. I think it's called the Divine.
Don't even tell me that. Like, I don't need to hear
which is amazing
like
for crackers.
And a gout in a week.
Exactly.
The last one on the menu.
Okay, so the last one we have is a port. So it's the brown kind of caramel glass in front of you. So port is a really interesting one to pair with food. And it's because there's residual sugar, it is sweet. And so there's this phrase that you would say in the wine world where 1 + 1 = 3. And that's where the wine and the food taste better together. So it sounds like it's bad maths, but it's really good maths. So
it's
what
a stunning port.
It's stunning. So this is, it's a white, tawny port. So what I always say about wines is that they taste like the colour they are. So this is the colour of figs and prunes and caramel and chocolate. And that's exactly what it tastes like.
That's a really
like
good visual aid,
typically,
actually.
Yeah. This would not be something now I would touch. Not a major port fan, despite the fact I've been to Porto twice and done two of the port houses, Graham's and Sandeman as well. And I'm not a dessert wine fan at all, but for research purposes, I will try it, Michelle.
Go for it, have a taste. And so this is the most famous pairing, one of the most famous pairings in the whole world is Stilton and port, historically, because of that trade route up from port into England. And it pairs port, because Stilton's strong and tangy, you need something really robust.
Blue cheese. Now, I love the blue cheese. It's nice. It's just not, would not be something I would typically have or order.
I think you can't have it. Cheese board is not complete without a blue cheese on it. Yeah. I just think it's like, It should be there to kind of even counterbalance everything else. And Stilton, we've gone with here, that Stilton itself dates back to the 18th century, and it basically is from Stilton in Nottinghamshire or in England. It was actually first eaten, they say, in a place called the Bell Inn. But it's now a protected cheese. So only Stilton can only be made in the counties of Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire, Leicestershire. And Colston Bassett Stilton would be one of the famous brands of it. I would say in Ireland, if you're looking for a blue cheese, I mean, Cashel Blue is just lovely. But also you have Wicklow Bon as well. Wicklow, they have a gorgeous one. And there's up in Northern Ireland, Young Buck as
is absolutely
stunning.
We just have beautiful
blue cheeses. And I think people, again, sometimes a little bit afraid of them. But what I would say, like you just said, is when you pair it with something, if you have it on your own, yes, sometimes maybe it's a lot. But if you have it with a drink, and if not a port, then, you know, I love to have it with a really robust red.
Yeah.
So like maybe a Bordeaux or something like that, that's going to really cut through all the
really ripe fruit flavours work really, really well.
Yeah. I have a voice note actually here that's come in from one of our listeners on this.
Andrea, it is Nicky Byrne calling. Now I hear you have a big Rami birthday, turning the big 4-0. Let me take this moment to say happy birthday to you.
Aww.
I hope it goes brilliantly. Turning 40, you know, it's I guess it's a bit of a milestone. I do remember it, although it was 5 years ago for me now. We had a great moment of climbing Croagh Patrick with all my friends, which I'll never forget. So if you can do one thing, it doesn't have to be Croagh Patrick, but one milestone, I always say that you can always look back on and remember and say, well, when I turned 40, I did that. Whether it's, I don't know, buy an ice cream or climb a mountain or plant a tree. But listen, it's great to see you doing so well. And I know you're a big Westside fan, so I really appreciate that. All the boys do. And have a brilliant day. I hope you're very much spoiled and hope all your dreams come true.
Oh,
and keep up the good work.
Nice.
I'll see you at the next Westside show. Hopefully that's before you're 50.
Oh my God, Nicky Byrne from...
Happy
oh, Jesus.
To you.
Happy oh my God. Jesus, lads.
Happy birthday.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. No fuss. And here we are. Oh, wow. I am... wow. Thank you very much. The whole office has just landed in the studio here. I thought the voice note was in relation to the topic of wine and cheese, but they've landed in with the cake and flowers and champagne. Woo! Guys, thank you so much. I'm really stunned and very overwhelmed and, yeah, fighting back lots of emotion.
Candles.
Oh, right, we're going to have to blow this out on air.
One, two,
oh,
God. Three, go. Make a wish.
Right, yeah. Woo! Thank you very much to Nicky Byrne for my voice note and Shane Filan as well. I should say I was in touch earlier before I started around. Thanks a million. Yeah, the guys will keep you company for the next 2 days. I'm utterly stunned. But thank you so much to all the gang in News Talk. And as well, Michelle Lawler, Dee Laughlin. Sorry for the interruption there.
Oh my God.
But you'll get over it.
Celebrate your birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's only for the best afternoon celebrating. I've had wine and cheese live on air. It doesn't get much better than that. So.
And these beautiful flowers.
Oh my God.
They're stunning.
I'm really blown away. Thank you very much, guys.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.